From Spark and Anvil and Mythforge, this is Anima Animus, paired in Chapter 1 of the Mythforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Anima and Animus were a very special pair. They always turned up together, and you could tell straight away they were meant to be a team. They looked like they'd stepped right out of a colorful comic book, one with bright swirling hair, the other with calm, steady eyes. And they often struck a funny, chunky cartoon pose, side by side, like two halves of the same drawing. They were grown-ups, but with a playful spark. Anima might wear a coat of many colors. Animus might have quiet, earthy clothes. They looked a little alike and were also very different. And they loved to say their favorite phrase in perfect unison. The complementary other self always appears together. Their workshop was a cozy, cluttered place that smelled faintly of old paper and warm cinnamon, and glowing on every wall were the pairing cards.
"Were you always a we?" a student asked. "Or were you ever just one?" The pair exchanged a look, and Anima laughed softly. "Oh, we made the same mistake everyone makes," she said. "For the longest time, we thought we were opposites. I was the loud color. He was the quiet earth. I thought his stillness was the enemy of my spark, and he thought my noise crowded out his calm." Animus nodded, his calm eyes twinkling. "We each tried to push the other away, to be only one thing. And do you know what happened? We both felt strangely unfinished, like a song missing half its notes." "Then one day," Anima went on, gentler now, "instead of shoving, I turned and really looked at him, and I saw he wasn't my opposite at all. He was the part of me I'd been hiding. When I let his quiet in, my spark didn't go out, it steadied, it got warmer." She reached over, and Animus clasped her hand. "That's the whole secret. We aren't two enemies. We're one wholeness, wearing two faces."
"Look here," Anima said, pointing to a shimmering card. It showed Isis and Osiris of ancient Egypt. Isis, a powerful sister and wife. Osiris, her brother and husband. A divine pair who worked together to make things whole. Animus touched the next card, where Shiva and Shakti danced. In India, Shiva is the cosmic dancer, and Shakti is the cosmic energy, two sides of the very same universe. Even great, powerful forces have a partner. Then they showed a simple, elegant symbol, the yin-yang of China, one half dark and one half light, swirling together in a perfect circle. "Two forces that fit together," Anima said. "Dark and light, day and night, not enemies. They complete each other." "These pairs come from many different places," Animus added, "and they all teach the same lesson, the complementary other self."
Anima stepped forward, her voice kind. "Now, long ago, some people thought this idea was only about boys and girls. They said a boy had a girl side and a girl had a boy side, and that was that. But that way of thinking was far too small," Anima said. "It left too many people out. We understand it better now. Everyone carries these paired parts inside them, whether you're a boy, a girl, both, or neither, whatever you feel inside." "The pattern is the important thing," Anima explained. "Two parts that belong together. It was never really about gender at all. It's about how your whole inner self works, how the loud and the quiet, the bold and the gentle live in the same person." She smiled. "Being whole means bringing your different parts together instead of pushing one away. Welcome both." "And," Animus added, laying the cards gently side by side, "we honor where each story comes from. Isis and Osiris are Egyptian. Shiva and Shakti are Hindu. The yin-yang is Chinese. We give credit to those traditions. We don't just borrow them and blur them together."
The pairing cards glowed brightly across the walls. Anima and Animus stood together, hands clasped, and looked at the student with warm, knowing smiles. "We are the Anima Animus pattern," they said in unison. "The complementary other self always appears together." "Don't think of your paired other as your opposite," Anima said softly. "It's the other half of your wholeness," Animus finished, "already living inside you." And the student felt it then, that funny two things at once feeling, calm and sparkly at the very same time, like a quiet part of them had just been waved in from the doorway and told it belonged after all. It settled somewhere warm behind their ribs, and for the first time in a long while, nothing inside felt like it had to be pushed away.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Anima Animus, paired. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.